All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. All right, well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Vindicta, and we are on episode 103. You know, I had some stuff planned for today, but I'm pressed for time. I just came back from the gym. As my good friend Tim Alberino says, I've been getting Jacksonated this afternoon. So, like I said, I'm kind of pressed for time. So I just want to go over some news. Occasionally, it's good for us to do a little bit of a debriefing, a little bit of an intelligence report, I guess you could say, on what the news is telling us. And I'll tell you this much, it's kind of disheartening. It's disturbing, it's disheartening, it's infuriating. It really pisses me off to read half the stuff that I read now, and I keep looking for, foolishly, I keep looking for leadership amongst the elders of America, and I keep looking for leadership amongst our politicians, whom you would think that we could have some sort of trust in, but we really don't. And I just have to say that, you know, at the end of the day, you need to be able to self-rescue if whatever prophecy hits the fan, okay? It's getting ugly out there. Let me just give you a little bit of what I see, and I'll tell you kind of, you know, where my mind's going at with this. So, one of the listeners sent me this, and before we get on to anything, everyone who's donated through the PayPal account, if you can email me a good address that I can send you something, I'd appreciate it. I got something special in store for you. But just hit me up on the American Vindicta Show at email address, and I'll have something sent out to you. But let's get on to this. All right, one of you listeners sent me this, and it took me a while to comprehend how I was going to carry out the rest of my day, because what I'm about to read to you upset me on a level that I have not been upset before in a very long time. Now, typically, I'm very cool-headed. I do run very hot-blooded, but I typically keep my cool during most strenuous activities. But what I'm about to read to you should really piss you off. So this is on Twitter. It's not just on Twitter, but it's also found on Facebook. There's four things I'm about to read to you. Stand by. And, you know, let's just go ahead and get this out there. This is what's going around in America. Pedophilia is being normalized. Now, many of you probably know this for a while, but it's being mainstreamed now. We're not talking about the Bohemian Grove and the pedophiles and homosexuality and all that other crap that happens there. We're not talking about Jeffrey Epstein Island. We're talking about it's being spread on Twitter and Facebook and other social media platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, when they start to talk about pedophilia out in the open, and then they take Ketanji Brown and they, you know, elevate her to the status of a Supreme Court justice, even though we know that she is soft on child rape. It's not pedophilia. It's child rape. Putting that type of a words I can't use, putting that type of a evil person in a position of authority and power, where are we going, America? Where are our politicians taking us? Obviously to hell. Obviously to damnation and destruction. Let me just read to the... And before I read, you should be discussing this with your pastors. You should be discussing this with the leaders of your church, in your church, and letting people know this is starting to be normalized. Because it's sounding an awful lot aloud. I don't know. It sounds an awful lot like Baal worship. Sounds an awful lot like the things that used to happen in Israel when they would sacrifice their children and they would have all these, you know, very sinful acts going on. And then swift and sudden destruction would follow. That's where we're headed, me personally. I think that's what we're headed because we're going down that path now. So let's read this crap. Here's the first one out of four. This is a meme that someone put together. Someone had to write this and thought that it was okay in their mind, or it's something else, and I don't want to get on that. But this is what it says. Some people are child lovers. Get over it. Let that sink in. There's a meme floating around on Twitter and Facebook and other social media platforms that says some people are child lovers. Get over it. Okay. Well, I just happen to be a gun lover. So for all you child lovers out there, you can stay the hell away from my house, or you'll meet my passion, let's just say. Because this is evil. This is evil that I can't believe we are doing this in America. I can't believe we're doing it. I can't believe we're going down this road. This is what happens when you allow everybody and their feelings, can't say that word, everybody and their feelings to be emotionally pat on the head. Everything will be okay. You know, it's okay, little Tommy, who's actually little Susie, that you got 15th place. We'll still give you a ribbon. It's okay that, you know, you suck at all these things, but, you know, we'll still see that you're a great member of society. You know what? It's okay to say that some people suck at some things and that some people aren't as good as others. That's okay. That creates a little bit of rivalry. Hopefully that promotes people wanting to get better. The world is filled with flocks of sheep. And occasionally within these flocks of sheep, you have, the black sheep that gets casted out. You know, they could be whatever color they want. The sheep that gets casted out, the slower moving one, the one that's just not getting it. Those are the ones that get preyed upon. Well, in our reality, they get preyed upon. These mentally weak people get preyed upon by people who are predatory. And they conflict them. They confuse their minds, just like MKUltra, just like all this other crap. Operation Mockingbird that we've seen. Project Monarch? There's another good one. We're going to be talking about these things. This is how you change people and you weaken a society. This is how you corrupt people internally, by calling good evil and evil good. Okay. I'm on my soapbox now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get off in the next hour. We're just going to roll with it. All right, so listen up. Here's the next one. Both are minority sexual orientation groups with a history of discrimination. We are committed to fight for the rights of pedosexuality. And it says LGBTPQ+. Love has no age. Love has no age. Well, I just want you to know, and you know, parents and individuals that are out there listening, you do you. You do whatever you want. I really don't give a shit what you do in your life. Just don't bother me. Don't bring your child sex loving pedophilia butt over on my property, because I got 5 acres to bury you on. This is sickness, mental sickness, evil debauchery. I can't come up with enough words except for damnation, reprobate. And we will deserve what we get in this country. We have turned ourselves from an independent, strong, economic military force to this. Just look at the documentary called Cuties that was on Netflix. Here's another pedophilia thing. All the stuff coming out about Jeffrey Epstein. Hey, what happened to Jeff? Oh, someone strangled him to the point they tried to take his head off. Whether that was him or whether it wasn't, trust me, the intent was there. If Jeffrey Epstein was left alone with any other prisoners, his ass would be dead. I worked in prisons before. He'd be dead. Because that's typically what happens. And even in the realms of the felons, the murderers, the rapists, the gangs, the mafia, they will intimidate, harass, horrifically beat, and or kill child rapists or pedophilia. But in our society, in the big house they do that, but in our society, because man decided to go with the law of the jungle instead of the law of God, we get to deal with this now. Well, I'll just let you know, within this jungle are some strange and bizarre creatures. But also within this jungle are dark places of triple canopy where the predators lurk. And that's all I'm going to say about that. No one will be safe in this jungle that we will call America whenever damnation comes for us. There are people out there, if you don't know this, who have a long list of things they want to do when the lights get turned out and they don't come back on. There are evil people out there with a bucket list of all the evil things that they want to do. But I will have you know, there is also a group of people out there, like me, readying for those people. God is on my side. God is not on the side of child sex lovers. God is not on the side of men and women who want to have sex with children. And I'll tell you this much, Democrats, I've said this before, hell, I'll say it again for you. Go to your church and ask the Democrats if they support this in your church. Stand there by the pulpit, pastors. Raise your hand. Say, raise your hand if you're a Democrat. Thanks for being here today. Hey, did you know that your party is going to bring forth pedophilia and normalize it? Legalize it. You should be out of that church. You disgrace any halls of worship if you believe in that filth. You would think people would have got it with just, you know, the abortion, the murdering of children. But no, we'll let murdering of children go because it's women's rights. It's their health. Look what was just recently found in Washington, D.C. 3 children, at least 9 months old, that were born during an abortion. And they were scalded to death in acid. It's going around the internet. Maybe it'll make its way to Fox News. When our economy fails, it's going to be a judgment on us. When our infrastructure starts to fail, it'll be because there's a judgment on us. When your rights start getting taken away, Americans, it'll be because there's a judgment on us. When America eventually becomes null and void, that means either we completely collapse internally or we are overwhelmed from external forces. But the day that happens, it'll be because of a judgment, and we deserve it. Maybe I'm not doing my part, you know? Maybe I'm not doing enough by sitting here on a radio trying to scream to as many thousands or millions of people that'll listen to me as possible to get up off your ass and make a difference. If your politicians are going to legalize child rape, what will they legalize next? Bestiality? Child sacrifice? We already know they go to Bohemian Grove where they practice child sex, sacrifice, and pedophilia and homosexuality, all that great stuff that they just love to do. In the groves, in the darkness, with their demonic false gods. Just think, these are the men and women who have their finger over the nuclear button. These are the men and women who are in charge of the Federal Reserve, like Janet Yellen, who right now right now is saying there's going to be an impact on food, and there's going to be an insecurity coming on food, and we don't know a way around it, but the Ukrainian war is causing it. And guess what we're doing right now? We're sending more military equipment to Ukraine. We're sending Humvees, armored vehicles. We're sending heavy weaponry, missiles, heavy caliber machine guns, explosives. We know that we have combat advisors there. We know that there are clandestine operations going on there. But right now, the Democrats and Republicans, they want to send our troops to Ukraine. They are petitioning Joe Biden, that sock puppet in chief. They are petitioning him to gather up the forces, put them on planes, put them on boats, and send them to Ukraine. It's time to go fight Vladimir Putin. And what does Zelensky come out and say? Within 48 hours, he said, expect to see a nuclear detonation go off in a Ukrainian city. Why would he say that? What solid intelligence does this man have on that? Of course, he's boots on the ground. He should know something. But why would Vladimir Putin, knowing what the world would do to him and Russia, why would he unleash a nuclear weapon? I recently saw some footage. Thank you, Micah, by the way. I recently saw some footage of drones that have some sort of a nozzle spraying device on them that are about to be used by the Ukrainian military. God, I hope they don't have chemical weapons on them or biological weapons. Don't be surprised when that happens. Listen, people, you're being lied to. You're being deceived. They want you to go to war. They want you to have an internal conflict in America. You know what? Maybe they couldn't get the race war started. Maybe COVID and the lockdowns didn't start the civil war. The race war with Obama didn't start the civil war. BLM and Antifa couldn't start the civil war. January 6th and them locking us up for that couldn't start the civil war. Maybe when we legalize a grown man to have sex with a child of any age, maybe that'll start a war. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't pity one parent that went along with this type of stuff, and then you saw the impact of what rape does to a child, and then you go, oh, I can't believe this is so bad. I thought it was all about love. No, it's all about evil. So all you parents out there, which should be no one listening to me, by the way, if you're into any of this type of stuff, turn me off, tune me out. You can go visit somebody else. Howard Stern's always speaking. I implore you parents to take charge of your children. Take charge of your children's education. They're turning you, your precious children, into radicals. They're demonizing your children. And you need to take charge of the security of your child. Don't let your child, this ain't the 90s, right? This ain't the 80s where I grew up. Don't let your child be running around outside by themselves anymore, period. You cannot trust people. You can't. Let's read this next picture, okay? That's number 3. And the brand for pedophilia right now looks like the Roman or Greek ultra symbol, the upside down horseshoe with a smaller upside down horseshoe in it, okay? And that's the pedophilia symbol, and it says, the brand new symbol for pedosexuality. Say hello to a new age of progress. Yeah, well, you can say hello to a flamethrower if I ever catch your ass on my property talking to my kids. At least that's me and how I protect my pack. I don't know about how you guys do it. You know, maybe some of y'all are really lax with whoever gets to talk to your kids. I'm not. You talk to me. You don't talk to my kids. know, this little wolf pack of mine, we can be very, very vicious at times, especially because I will be the one leading that. You have to show strength right now, men. Men, I'm going to talk to you for a second. Ladies, step aside. I want to talk to you husbands. You need to reach down between your legs and check to make sure what God gave you is still there. Because men are becoming effeminate and they're not becoming protectors. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We were once mighty lions. When did we become tamed house cats? Men of America, you're starting to look pathetic, especially in the eyes of the criminals around the world. The New World Order is so brazen, so confident in their new message, that they almost assume unanimously they're going to be able to get child sex, rape, pedophilia as a normalized, protected, God, I can't even say the words. Lord, help me here for a second. As a protected person, you ain't protected from me. So, have a care if you happen to stumble through my woods. Ladies and gentlemen, one of these days, it's going to get very dark. It's going to get very bloody. It's going to get very ugly in this country. And it's going to be up to a few good men and women who are still having the spine of steel, the testicular fortitude, men, the tenacity, and a little bit of dangerous tactics. It'll be up to us to once again raise the black flag and to start taking evil out by hand, by sword, or by gun. By God, let no one survive. This evil will destroy this country if we don't do something about it. Once again, maybe we're not supposed to do anything about it. Maybe this is just supposed to happen and we're just supposed to deal with it. You think so, though? You think if the men of God would stand together and would start to go and tear down the abortion clinics, burn them to the ground, or all these other pagan god statues, these, quote, houses of worship. We should be going out to the Bohemian Groves and cutting that tree down row by row. Because that's where they go out. They go out to the groves and they practice these occultic rituals that involve child sacrifice, the spilling of innocent blood. Just read in the Old Testament what the parents used to do, what the people used to do. They used to have orgies in front of the statues of Moloch and Baal. And then they would offer up their children upon the brazen altar. And as that child would burn alive like bacon on a frying pan, they'd sit there and have fun orgies all day long. And you know what's funny is people say, why is God so mean? Why does God just smite people and destroy cities and leave nothing alive? Maybe it's because they deserved it. So watch out, America. We are turning into these, I don't know how else you want to say it. We are turning into a refuge of evilness. I really wish more people would come out and speak out against this. But when's the last time you even saw one of your politicians come out and speak against pedophilia? Everybody got up in arms about the critical race theory. Everybody got up in arms about how the teachers were sexualizing children and allowing children to read graphic pornographic novels in school. even at the kindergarten level. Everybody went up in arms over COVID and the lockdowns and the wearing the masks for the children. Well, where are you at now, parents? See, I don't have my kids in school. My kids are homeschooled. My kids are homeschooled because our system is broken. Our system's broken. Our education system's broken. And I do not trust another adult to watch my child anymore. This isn't how, for most of you listening, this isn't the same USA that we grew up in. You know, the kids can just get together and walk down the street, go to the gas station, you know, buy sodas and chips and walk back. It's not the same America. We have become grossly dangerous in this country. Not just the fact that the Democratic hellhole cities are, you know, they're one gunfight away from becoming declared a war zone. But just look at the bastions of hope, which are the Democrats in their cities. So I just wonder, with this new sexual group that's coming out here, the pedosexuality, is that going to be another thing that Antifa will be out there, you know, promoting and marching with? Or BLM? Are you going to march with them, BLM? You know, I don't care if this offends you or not, but for everyone that marched in Black Lives Matter and you thought you were actually there for civil rights, okay, you're misled, but I understand where you're coming from. But do you know that these same people who are now preaching online about child rape and wanting to legalize it marched with you? They are the members of Antifa. They are the Democratic Party. Now, of course, there are going to be plenty of Republicans here and there who are going to get caught up in this and exposed. Just recall what's happening in Disneyland right now. Oh, my Lord. Look, I just want to come on here and just tell you guys what it is that I'm feeling. Because it's not good. You know, it's not good. This has to stop. There's no way Donald Trump can still be banned on Twitter, but pedophilia is alive and well on Twitter, and then you still use the Twitter platform and not feel like any grief about it. You know, regardless if you like Trump or not, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. We haven't seen one picture of, you know, Trump walking around sniffing kids, unlike our pedo in chief. Maybe that's one reason why they also hate Putin. He won't go along with all the pedophilia stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's irrelevant, because we damn sure are going to have a war with Vladimir Putin here soon. Here we go. Here's the last picture. And this is a rainbow flag. And you ever go into the restrooms and you have like the man's symbol, the stick figure man symbol, and then the stick figure woman symbol? Okay. This is a man and woman symbol, all right, as a couple, and then a man and a man as a couple, and then a man and a child-sized figure standing next to it as a couple. And it says, love is gender and age blind. And this guy on Twitter, Kyle McDorman. I'm gonna spell his name out for you. Kyle, McDorman, says, I'm honestly happy that the LGBT Foundation is finally speaking out for pedosexual rights. Heaven help us. I don't know what to say. All I can tell you is that it seems to be part of a narrative. There's a story arc wrote somewhere, and it is dictating what needs to happen in America in order to completely bring us down. Wouldn't it be funny if nations around the world stopped any type of trade, economic trade, with America because we legalized child rape. And then the world says, oh, whoa, hey, I know you got all these wonders and you got all these treasures, all your little thiefdoms, but we're not going to align with that because it's wrong and it's evil. Sounds a lot like Revelation to me. Then again, that's just me, right? That's just how I read this. I can't believe this is potentially on the verge of being normalized, because they have to have a societal movement first. Just like every revolution, okay? This is our sexual revolution. They had a revolution about homosexuality, and it took the Democrats, like Obama, to have it legalized, the law of the land, quote, even though I'm pretty sure it's not. And now it's everywhere. Now you can't do anything about it. And look what happened shortly after that. 4 years later, we have Donald Trump. They stopped almost everything Trump wanted to do. And then within a year and a half, 2 years of Biden being in, now their agenda is on the move. The whole NAMBLA Act, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. That's the people who fund this stuff. That's the people who are right there with Bill Gates and George Soros and the Obamas and the Clintons. And, you know, you might as well just count the Bushes in there as well. I know it sounds like I'm rambling. Maybe I am. My brain is just set on fire from looking at this. Nowhere in history do we get something like this. This pedophilia stuff. And then our country make it out. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. We are not going to make it out of this if we legalize pedophilia. Here, something else in the news. Russia threatens to station nukes in the Baltics if Sweden and Finland join NATO. There's a lot of movement in Eastern Europe right now. There's not a lot that's being talked about strategically through the mainstream media. But I'll tell you this much. It sure does seem like there's going to be a war happening. And it's going to be happening in Ukraine against Russia, against NATO. And we're going to feel the effects of that, not just from our economy. Look, Putin didn't do this to our economy. That idiot that's in the White House did. Brandon, he did that. So, prepare for hard times. Batten down the hatches. You better start going to the grocery store now. Hell, I went yesterday, and I was shocked at how expensive beef was. So, you know, please prepare. You know, do it. Do the best that you can for you and your family. But be prepared for whatever is coming to this nation, because it's going to be ugly. There's just no way about it. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be nasty. You know, I'm starting a new piece that is called Becoming an Asset. And I'll go ahead and give you a brief description of this, but becoming an asset, in my mind, means becoming something that your family can rely upon, or your community can rely upon, or if need be, your nation can rely upon. That doesn't just mean the military. That doesn't just mean law enforcement, even though they are assets, all right? The other part of that asset is having good moral foundations, keeping the country up and working. And that really starts off with, you know, farmers, the construction workers, infrastructure workers, teachers, the good teachers, not these crazy ones. You know, it takes a whole society, engineers, doctors, it takes a whole society of people to come together to become a valuable asset for your community. Because if you're not, if you haven't prepared, if you hadn't gotten shape, if you haven't gotten up off of your excuse and go for a walk, go for a run, that's what I did for 2 hours today. I went and worked out, a lot of mobility training. You know, be an asset. Don't be a hindrance. If you become a hindrance when prophecy hits the fan, you only have a few options. And one of those options is dying because of your health, dying because of starvation, dying because you didn't prepare, you starved, and then you went into someone else's house and got shot for it, or being left behind because you decided not to prepare for anything. Ah, this will all blow over. Doug's just one of those crazy guys, just sitting in his room, yelling into a microphone, talking to nobody. Well, I assure you, people are listening. People are watching. Our enemies are watching, America. China is watching. Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, these countries that are not aligned with us, Russia, they are watching. Not only that, but you know who else is watching? These politicians, these lawmakers, these executives, these elite. They're watching you, America, to see just how much evil they can push in your face. Because they know, with today's softer, gentler nation, that they can push us into a corner, and then once we're into a corner, they can shove us all the way down till we are completely face down on the ground, loving every bit of it. That's what America has become. We are no longer, apparently, a nation of dangerous freedom. We are no longer this nation who's yearning for the rugged individuals. We've turned ourselves over to these people because we sat down and we did nothing. Because they said, oh, you can't protest in the Capitol. That's where I work. You can't do that to me. Screw you. That's our taxes. That also pays you, by the way. It's our country. It's your community. It's your children. It's your legacy. Fight for it. Or watch it burn in the ashes as the missiles fall. Because these people who are in charge are going to lead us into a war. We may not be able to stop that, but you can at least be prepared for it. You can at least be prepared for it. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Welcome back. This is American Vindicta. Let's talk about some news. Right now, because of our mismanaged economy and the mismanaged energy sector, Joe Biden has released 180 million barrels of oil for 180 days And his whole goal is that it will curtail the rising gas prices, which will end right before the midterm elections in November. And he is now sending a tanker filled full of oil to Europe. Not to you, to Europe. How does that help our country? Who is advising this guy? Look, I may not be a politician, okay? I may not be a political major, but I have something that apparently no one in the White House currently has. I have this thing that I like to call common sense, patriotism. And because of my love for my country and the people of my country, I would not be sending our oil reserves, not what we're bringing in, stuff that we have on standby in case, you know, really bad stuff happens to this country. I would not be sending my oil reserve to Europe. But we have a mismanaged economy. Somebody is mismanaging the handling of the president. Or they're doing it obviously all on purpose. If you are not aware, so far, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent 3 or 4 busloads of illegals from the Texas border to Washington, D.C. The man did what he said he was going to do. Now he's saying that he'll start sending them to Biden's home state of Delaware. Well, Delaware is already, you know, kind of crappy if you stay near Wilmington and Bear, all those areas. But I think it's great. I think it's great that we have a completely open border and there's nothing we can do about it except for making a taxi service for them, costing our tax dollars. You know, it's kind of a ha-ha moment. But let me ask you something. Maybe one of you out there that are listening to me, maybe one of you know Governor Abbott. I would just like to have an audience with him so that I can ask a very simple question. What's stopping you from shutting down the border? Don't give me the excuse, well, the border is federal, property more or less, which, you know, it is. Any place there's a port of entry that's federal. I get that. I worked there plenty of times. But what's stopping you, Governor Abbott, from securing the rest of the border? Wouldn't it be more cost effective to just shut down the border? Just shut it down. Just tell everybody and ICE and everybody at Border Patrol, hey, sorry, but we are re-seizing the lands of Texas. It's no longer going to be federal authority because federal authority is becoming a security risk to the citizens of Texas. We're shutting down the ports until otherwise. Everybody, please start heading towards New Mexico, Arizona, and California if you want entry into the United States. Set up a 10-foot wall, man. It's not that hard. We have the ability. We have the manpower in Texas to have that done in probably like a couple weeks if we really wanted to. But why isn't it being done? Why do we do this peacocking show of putting some people on a Greyhound and then having an all-paid expense all the way up to D.C. or to Delaware? Who cares? Shut down the border. But I digress. Who's really in charge? Would you think that if one of you out there, or even someone like me, were to run for office, being a normal, sane person who loves their country, doesn't want their children to grow up in the country we have currently, if we were elected into any type of position of power, what do you think the average sane person would do? bounce the checkbook, maybe, close the loophole border system, increase law enforcement in these horrifically dangerous cities, common sense stuff, but it's not happening. But here's the thing. It's common sense that if we even did those things, this country would start to go back to the way it's supposed to be. But maybe it's not supposed to. Maybe it's going down that route and there's just nothing we can do about it, folks. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the traitor in chief of Canada, says that he's going to start sending heavy artillery to Ukraine to combat Putin. Oh, good luck, Canada. Go ahead and join that war with us. It only makes sense because you're our northern neighbor that whenever the power goes out here, because trust me, folks, I don't know how many times I got to say that, it's a lot easier to just shut down the power of America through a cyber attack than it ever was to load people, put them on an expeditionary unit or a fleet of ships, and to send them across the ocean to us and invade us. It's way easier just to shut down the power. You shut down the power, the cities will fall apart, law enforcement will stop doing their job after 3 or 4 days of absolute chaos, and everybody's going to be on their own. And then you'll see just how tribal people get. And you'll see just how quickly laws and rules get ignored. People will start being executed in the street for crimes because, hey, if the power's out and it's absolute chaos and no one's coming to our rescue, well, then there's certain things that we just can't tolerate because it'll promote more criminal acts, right? There will be people out there willing to do it, willing to publicly execute people. And then you'll have the religious figures that will come out there who will do their best to take control of that opportunity. Be wary of those. And I'm speaking to you, Christians. Be wary of those. You know, I can promise you this. What we have right now is two fronts of war. One is external and the other is internal. Internally within this country, we are having the followers and worshipers of the New World Order fighting against the followers and worshipers and enforcers of the old world order, and everyone else is caught up in the middle of it. The new world order will prevail. The old world order will be conquered. And what comes out of that, you already know it. The beast system. You already know it. And you already know, or you should know, that when these things start to happen, I'm of the suggestion that most likely time will start speeding up or judgments will start speeding up. Nobody really knows. And I don't care all you theologians that are out there. Nobody really knows. I get people tell me all the time, Doug, read your Bible. It's all in there. That's a cop-out. Most of what we need is in the Bible. The rest of it's going to come through prayer, okay? Discernment, keeping that channel with God open, getting your eyes away from all the evil in the world, getting closer to Him. Okay, I agree with you on that one. But you don't know day by day what is going to happen. We just know the events that are going to happen, right? I promise you, it won't hurt you to have a water purifier. It won't hurt you to have extra food or bullets. Won't hurt you to have good, clean, working weapons, good tactics, good training, being in shape, being physically and mentally sound, forming alliances now. It's not going to hurt you. Speaking of that, I'd like to do a plug for one of our sponsors, mountain-state-survival.com. If you go to mountain-state-survival.com and you put in Rekkr5, R-E-K-K-R-5, you will get a 5% discount off of all your purchases. But your overall purchase. But while you still can, you need to be buying food, because we're seeing it already where these large food companies, these emergency food companies, are not they're not being able to put the product out because they can't find people to hire to work in the warehouses or in the factories to make the food. And I mean, we're talking about, like, you know, starting off like $20 an hour, full paid benefits, can't find people to work. Just imagine when more people want to take that government income and less people want to work. How much harder will it be for Americans to get stuff then? You know, that's why they bring in the foreigners. That's why we have this invasion on the border. Those people will work those jobs. They come from poor areas around the world. And most of them, I would like to say, come to America for freedom. Not just religious freedom, but economic freedom. Because $20 an hour here, in some places, it's like $1,000 an hour there. So there are people who will take advantage of this economic depression that we're going through. I just don't understand why Americans aren't. Have we become that lazy and complacent? Well, I mean, obviously. Listen, I can sit here and go through the news on and on and on about all the crazy stuff happening. I can sit here and tell you how we're about to go through another COVID lockdown. The Biden administration is already talking about it. But what good is that going to do you if you're not ready for it? Listen to me. Get ready for this, okay? They're coming for your kids. They're destroying the education. They're destroying your cities. They're killing your jobs. They're coming for the guns. Then they'll come for communication. And I don't mean just ham radio. They'll come for the internet. They're going to take down platforms like Alex Jones, the Steve Quayles, the Tim Alberinos, the Dave Hodges, the Doug Hagmans, all the usuals that you people listen to. Guys like me, I'll just be an echo in the wind. I'm saying this to you because I want you to be an asset. I want you to have something that you can give back to your family, back to your community, because you're going to be needed and relied upon. Learn how to garden. Set one up now. It's what I've been doing. I got a $1,000 tiller. Man, it's awesome. And one of those earthquake tillers. You know, we're doing rows of corn and pumpkins and squash and, you know, watermelon and all of everything that you could plant. We're planting them. You know, I'm battening down the hatches now, because we see what's happening. And for all you that are, you know, naysayers or doubters, good luck. Good luck. I hope God be with you. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wasting my time. But I don't think we are. You know, I think we're coming through some seriously dangerous times, and it's going to get worse the closer we get to the midterm elections. It's going to get worse. There's going to be, and I already called it, and one of them's already happened, a terrorist attack in this country before the midterm elections. Even though some people want to debate on whether or not what happened in Brooklyn was a terrorist attack, I would go ahead and just tell you it is. It doesn't have to be a Muslim or an Arab person or a jihadist in order to be a terrorist attack. but there'll probably be more of them. You know, that's the MO of these people. So just be ready. You know, the IMF is staring down the U.S. dollar, just waiting to take us down and let the yuan, the Chinese yuan, be the number one currency in the world. We got GOP saying that they have Hunter's laptop and it's a treasure trove and they're going to open up that Pandora's box and come after Biden. They will. They'll come after Biden. They'll come after that crime family. And he won't do an entire 4 years. But who replaces him? Kamala? Yeah, right. People, they wouldn't trust Kamala Harris to open up a can of soup, let alone become the president, unless there was a plan for why they needed another imbecile as a president. So that's all I got for you. Like I said, it's getting dangerous. People are getting crazy. Time's getting crazier. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay safe. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.